Nobody knows me. Have you ever been unknown? Have you ever been anywhere and nobody knew who you were? Last week, I was privileged, and also it was very difficult. I had a 20-year-old cousin that got killed in a car wreck. He was riding with his best friend, and they grew up together hanging out, and they were going down a country road too fast. Truck went off the road to the right a little bit, three and out, and it killed him. I was asked to do the funeral. And when I got there, there had been a denominational preacher who was asked to do the funeral with me. His job was to read the obituary and to pray. That's what his job was given to him. Well, when he got there, I introduced myself and talked to him, and he came up to me a few minutes later. He goes, "Do you pastor a church around here?" I said, "No, I don't. I actually preach in Middle Tennessee." He goes, "I didn't think so." He said, "Because I can't find a single person around here who's ever even heard of you." Really? My daddy is right there. He's the one in the overalls. Go talk to him. My grandmother is right there. I'm kin to a third of the people here, I promise. They may not be claiming me. That's fine. But it was unreal for him to go, "There's not a single soul here that knows me, but you know that I've been in places where people know who I am, but there's really not a single person there who knows who I am." To me, that's tough. If I wanted to know about you, at one point in time, most people had diaries. Not most, a lot of people did like to journal and write, and you may still be that person. I know one of the greatest violations of confidences you can ever do is to read somebody's diary, because that's something that's private and special to them. And a few years ago, there was a website that started, I think it was called Zanga. I don't know, I wasn't on that one. I wasn't on that, but it was sort of like people did it online. Everybody, everything. I could ask for your cell phone, and I could say, "Do you mind running me one, how many minutes and the numbers they called the most?" I could find out who you talk to, when you talk to them, how often you talk to them. I could find out who you text messaged. Not only that, I could find out what you said in every text message and what was said back to you. And that would probably give me a pretty good view of who you are. Some teenagers are going, "They can do that? Oh yes, that can be done." All right. Or I'd go to your Facebook account. If you don't think Facebook can cost you your job, or future jobs, or scholarships, you're crazy. Because every employer you're going to find out now is going to find if you're on there, and they're going to look. And they're going to see if you are who you say you are. If you go to somebody's Facebook, you get to look at their pictures and see what they like to spend time doing. You get to see who their friends are. There's an About Me section. There's all these things where you tell people about yourself. But do you tell people everything? There's some people who do. They tell way too much. Believe me, I'm a preacher. I know more about people than I ever wanted to know. Good, bad.